Chicago. Chicago.
Drove to Chicago.
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 Shy City. Shy City.
I'm coming home again.
Actually, I usually like to play some thinking music here, so let's do this. Scott's going to play the game. Hey, Scott, you're on WGN. How are you, Scott?
Good, John. Good morning.
You're pretty good at college basketball?
Well, we're going to try.
That sounds like no.
Oh, come on.
Well, listen to this. You are in good luck, sir, because Dave Ennett has just walked into the studio, the play-by-play voice of the Northwestern Wildcats. Hi, Dave. What's going on?
Hey, John. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Dave.
If you need a lifeline, Dave's right here for you. Scott, are you ready?
I don't think Scott needs a lifeline, but I'm here.
The most recent Illinois Mr. Basketball to play for an Illinois school, Charlie Moore, is the starting point guard for this Illinois team. The most recent Illinois Mr. Basketball to play for an Illinois school. Mr. Basketball, Charlie Moore, is currently the starting point guard for this team. What team, Scott?
Dave, I'll need help here.
Okay. He didn't begin his career there.
He did not.
He began as a Kansas Jayhawk. He is now, can I go ahead and say it?
Here it comes.
A DePaul Blue Demon.
Well, that's your guess, Dave.
That's my guess. Yes. I'm sorry, Scott. That's merely a guess.
You want to go with that, Scott? He's not
sure.
Even sure. I'd roll the dice with Dave Ennett, and that is a correct answer. DePaul. Charlie's terrific. The team just doesn't have all the pieces for him. They were pretty good this year, 11-7, and first place in their conference division. Their most famous player may be Kenny Battle, who played here before transferring to the University of Illinois. What school is that? That's a tough one. Now, that's a tough one.
The University of Illinois, Champaign.
That's where he went, but where was he before then? Dave, you got any help on this one?
I could give you some help on this.
Give him a clue.
They're a kind of a husky bunch of guys.
Good football program, too.
Northern.
Northern is correct. You just hit the thing out of the park.
Woo-hoo.
Here's number three. They've only been to the NCAA tournament once, and when they went, they won their first round game before losing to number one Gonzaga. Who is that?
Man, that's a tough one.
This might be the...
I agree, but I think there's only one. Dave, I'm going to need help again, I guess.
Dave?
That would be your Northwestern Wildcats.
Dave, who is the play-by-play voice of the Northwestern Wildcats?
That would be me.
Ding, ding, ding.
I knew that one.
Yeah, here's question number four. Who's the voice of the Wildcats? Scott.
Let's go with Dave.
Attaboy!
Good
Here's
call.
Your next question, gentlemen. They have the national distinction of earning the most national invitation tournament berths. This is a perennial NIT team with 14 without ever making the semifinals. They're almost always in the NIT. They never get very far. Their last NCAA appearance was in 1997 when they made it to the second round. One-time Bulls coach Doug Collins is an alum of this Central Illinois basketball power.
I'll go Bradley, but I'll ask for backup.
Dave, you want to give him some backup?
Well,
it's their rival.
Not only is it is Bradley, they're both there on I-74, and in fact, the court at this particular school is named for Doug Collins.
Illinois State University is the correct answer. The University of Illinois is the only Illinois school to have won more games than this school. They're number two in the state. They just clinched their second consecutive NCAA tournament berth. Dave?
Oh, you just mentioned them, I think.
Scott, you're technically taking this quiz. You want to lock one out?
Bradley,
that's correct. Attaboy.
Yes.
This team is famous for its 100-year-old fan. She's 100 years old
now. Isn't that
now.
Amazing?
And she's still going to the games.
How about Sister Jean?
Sister Jean is correct. Loyola. Ding, 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 ding. And I'll give you one more. The New York Knicks have won the NBA championship only twice, 1970 and 1973. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
And led by Walt Frazier, an alum of this Illinois basketball program. What school did Walt Frazier go to?
Dave.
Dave.
He was a Saluki.
Attaboy.
Was Phil Jackson on those teams, too?
On those Knicks teams?
Yeah. Around then, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How about that?
At least on one of them.
Dave, congratulations. We're going to give you a hoodie as well.
Oh, very nice. I was hoping so.
Hey, Scott, nice going, sir. You had good company in that Mr. Dave Ennett, didn't you?
I got lucky. I did. I appreciate it.
Nice job, Scott.
I want you to hold the line. Thanks for listening, Scott. It's been a pleasure talking to you today, and Elif's going to get you that hoodie, okay?
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening. Boy, Dave, you sure bailed that guy out. Nice job there, my friend.